Daily Rest, Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. The theme this week is Jesus Prays for You. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me I have kept, and none of them is lost, except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. John 17, verses 11 and 12. Jesus prays for your preservation. Notice, Jesus does not pray for your health. He does not pray for your daily bread or any physical blessing. Jesus prays for the preservation of your faith. Jesus knows what you are up against. He says, "Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you." He knows all the tactics of the world to lead you astray. He also knows the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world, in verse 14 of John 17. So he prays for God the Father to keep you. We see how powerful Jesus' prayer is when he told Peter, "Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail." Luke 22, 31 and 32. Peter failed when he denied his Lord, but God kept his faith from failing entirely. Jesus restored him to faith and repentance and apostleship. Isn't it wonderful to know that Jesus prays for you in this way? This is our greatest need. Shouldn't we also pray earnestly and daily that God will keep ourselves and our loved ones from the perversions of the world? Notice that God keeps us through his name. God's name is everything he reveals to us about himself. The more we know about God, the more he draws us closer to himself. Solomon says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." Proverbs 18:10. God's name is only revealed in his word. Gracious Father, I am weak. May I run to you daily in your word to find my refuge and strength in your name. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.